Grown-ups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask.
You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions, we've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Elia in San Francisco, California.
I'm Elia from San Francisco, California, and my question is, why do people have assigned seating?
Thank you, Elia. Why do people have assigned seating? One of the reasons, Allie, that I think this is a really great question is every teacher, I think, has a different answer to this question. I might do assigned seating differently in my classroom than you do in your classroom. Even though I think every teacher has a different answer, I do think that assigned seats all kind of come from the same place. And I do think we can lump line order into this as well. I think we can talk about line order and assigned seats because the reason I think is the same. A lot of teachers that have assigned seats might have line order as well, especially for the lower grades when we're talking about kindergarten or first grade. Do you have a line order in fourth grade?
In fourth grade, we do not. There is no line order.
Yeah. Some second grade classes do. Some third grade classes do. Some fifth grade classes probably do too. What I'll say is what I think the primary reasons are, assigned seats help everybody learn. Some students need to sit closer and maybe that helps them see or hear better. And having a specific seat for them is very helpful for some people. It also keeps things fair. Everybody gets a spot and nobody feels left out. It makes the room feel a little bit calmer sometimes. It's easier to pay attention when the students are not too chatty with all of their really close friends. It saves time. Sometimes it's just good to know exactly who's not here. If you look at a desk and you see a chair that's empty, well, you know that's where that student always sits. So you immediately know who's not here. And there's also an argument that it keeps everybody safe. If there's an emergency, teachers need to know who's not in the classroom right now, and it allows them to quickly figure that out. And I list those as like the primary reasons, Allie, but obviously there's a lot more to it. I think originally assigned seats in classrooms might have been discipline. You know, I don't want this person sitting next to this person, and I'm just going to move them across the room.
I agree. I believe that having assigned seats can help make sure everyone can learn their best. And so I feel like, especially for my classroom, we're outside in the bungalows. It's really loud and noisy, especially when there's recess time. There's some kids that need to be away from the doors and the windows so that they can learn their best. I think it also helps students get started quicker when they come in. Instead of figuring out, where should I sit for the day? They can just get started right away. I also feel like having assigned seats helps people get to know their other classmates. It helps them build community.
I think ultimately the answer is the teacher is trying to make a better classroom environment for everybody. Some teachers feel that assigned seats do that. And I think they're probably right. But I'll talk about my classroom just for a minute because I've always been a teacher, I think, that has been very student-centric. And I want to give my students a lot of agency and choice.
Vocab check. What is student agency?
Student-centric and student agency. That idea is that, you know, when you come to school, Elia, sometimes it can feel like you don't get to make a lot of choices. They tell you what class you're going to be in. They tell you where you're going to sit. They're going to tell you when math time is. They're going to tell you when recess is, what you're going to eat for lunch. And it doesn't feel like you have a lot of choice. You don't get to decide when those things happen. And as a teacher, I'm trying to find opportunities where you have choice. And so that's what student-centric or student agency means. One of the ways that I do that in my classroom, Allie, is I don't have a line order. Students can line up and stand where they want. In kindergarten, that probably wasn't the case. They had they lined up by number order, and it made things easier for the teacher, and the classroom probably ran smoother. Do I have some problems because I don't have a line order? Yeah, I had one today. I had two students compete for that first spot in line. They Rochambeau'd. The student who lost was still a little upset. Could that have been resolved if I had a line order? Yeah, absolutely. But I want to give students choice. And I think it's okay to have small problems like that. It gives them opportunities to find resolutions as well.
I feel like that's the same as fourth grade, especially in my classroom. We have assigned seats. We also don't have line order, though. And so I feel like that's just not something that I want to focus on in my classroom, because as fourth graders, I think they can line up on their own. They don't need a line order. And like you said, we have some issues. There might be someone who wants to be first in line or who doesn't want to be last in line. But I feel like in fourth grade, figuring out how to solve those problems, it's a life skill.
So I know that you do have assigned seating in your classroom in fourth grade. How often do you change those seats? And for you, what is the, we kind of answered like teachers in general, how teachers feel about it, that it helps the classroom run smoothly. What is the primary reason that you do assign seats?
So I have assigned seats so that they can get started quickly right after they come in from the morning announcements and as soon as they come in from the recess times. However, my classroom's a little bit different. When I finish my lesson, we have what's called flexible seating. And so they get to choose their own spots, whether it's on the rug, whether it's on the couch or what I call a cafe area. And it gives them a little bit more freedom. It means that they can show responsibility, choosing a seat where they can focus and do their best work. So it kind of puts the responsibility on students. It also gives them an opportunity to know what works best for them. But I change them about a month and a half, then we'll change seats. What about you, Jason?
So you know from fifth grade, when I was in fifth grade, I never had any assigned seats. I came into education and I said, I don't want them to have assigned seats. I want them to have choice. And my students would change seats every time they left the classroom. So in the morning, they would pick a seat, they'd go to recess, they'd come back and pick a new seat. And that worked for me. That worked in my classroom management style. But for the second graders, what I do is every week they get a new seat in the classroom. I have name cards, I shuffle them, and then I just walk around the classroom on Monday morning and I distribute them. I put them on a table and I say, this is where you're sitting. This is who you're sitting next to. And I keep it totally random. Even if I pull two students where I go, should they be sitting next to each other? I leave it for the week because I think that's good. So it's kind of a random shuffle in my classroom. So it is an assigned seat for the week. I do give an assigned seat for the week, but it changes every week.
So how does that work out for you, Jason? Do you have any conflicts because of that? Or does your classroom, for the most part, work pretty smoothly?
You know, there's definitely conflicts, but I think conflicts are unavoidable. I really think they're unavoidable. And I think that the more practice the students can get to resolving those conflicts, finding a solution that works is really important. So I think they're getting extra practice sometimes when they find that they're sitting next to somebody that maybe they had a hard time with getting along at recess. Or they're sitting next to somebody who's like a super close, really great friend. And so they're super chatty all the time. And I have to redirect. But I think that's okay. I think it's great when they get to have that sometimes, when they're sitting next to somebody that they really like. And then I think it's great when they're sitting next to somebody they don't know very well. So the important thing to me is that it's random and eventually they're going to sit and work with everybody. But that's my classroom. Your classroom is a little bit different. And every teacher in this building has a different process for how they want their classroom management to work regarding assigned seats. I would say most teachers have assigned seats, that most teachers believe that the classroom is going to run more smoothly.
So, Elliot, I think that's a really good question. Why do we have assigned seats? And I would say it's a really great chance to get to know everyone, to make new friends, to build community with the people in your classroom.
Thanks to Elliot in San Francisco for their question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. One of the reasons that I think this is a really great, really great, great. See, there's always outtakes.